This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and we have got your news coming right on up. Residents and visitors are invited to witness the return of Nichols Christmas Light Extravaganza, a long-standing holiday attraction located at 6250 Germania Road, just south of Cass City. The display opens nightly beginning December 5th and runs through December 31st, from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. What began in 1981 as a modest home display created by John Nichol and Gail Nichol on Robinson Road has through the years evolved into one of Michigan's most beloved residential light shows. When their children, Joel Nichol among them, and eventually their own families moved out, the original show paused. But the tradition was revived when Joel, along with his wife Jamie Nichol, brought the arrangements to their home, thereby giving rise to the current version of Nichols Christmas Light Extravaganza. Over the decades, the display has ballooned and scaled. Today, it features well over 150,000 light bulbs choreographed to a festive playlist, many of them synchronized to music broadcast over a local radio frequency for drivers to enjoy as they pass through. The show blends static decorations with animated features, including illuminated trees, a giant snowman, and classic yard ornaments originally used in the 1980s. Some of the largest and most eye-catching elements, such as a custom-built train and themed sings, are constructed by the Nichol family themselves. Working on the show begins as early as June or July, with wiring, programming, and installation continuing throughout the fall. Over the years, Nichols' display has become more than just a home decoration. It has blossomed into a seasonal destination. Families across the region now make annual drives to Cass City to experience the lights, making it a cherished part of holiday traditions. The Nichols often greet visitors, hand out candy canes, and take pride in bringing joy to neighbors and longtime fans alike. I know that for my family, this is a yearly tradition, and we appreciate the gift that the Nichols give back to their community through this intensive of love. Thank you and Merry Christmas. Hopefully everyone can make it out to enjoy what they have created for their community Christmas gift. GST Michigan Works will host a free cybersecurity workshop on managing digital footprints at its Bad Axe Service Center on Monday, December 15th from 10 to 11 a.m. The title of the event is Cybersecurity: How to Manage Your Digital Footprint. It's located at the GST Michigan Works Bad Axe Service Center in Bad Axe, Michigan. It is presented by Trooper Pastu of the Michigan State Police. The session is designed to help participants protect themselves online by understanding common cyber threats and how personal data is collected and shared on the internet. Attendees will hear practical advice on managing their digital footprint and simple steps to keep personal information safer on social media, email, and other online platforms. The workshop is open to the public at no cost and space is limited. For more information or registration details, readers can visit the events section of the GST Michigan Works website at gstmiworks.org. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nussel has joined a bipartisan coalition of 44 state attorney generals, urging Congress to allocate more funds for the security of federal judges and courthouses. The coalition, in a signed letter, highlighted the rising frequency of threats, hostile incidents, and targeted acts of violence against federal judges, their families, and court staff. Judicial security funding has been subject to a hard freeze for two consecutive years, leaving resources inadequate for essential security needs like court security officer salaries, physical monitoring systems, and courthouse infrastructure. Attorney General Nussel emphasized that a functioning democracy requires judges to be able to perform their duties honestly, ethically, and in accordance with the law without fear of violence or intimidation. The requested resources are also needed to fully implement the Vulnerability Management Program established under the 2022 Daniel Inderal Judicial Security and Privacy Act. This act, named for the murdered son of a federal judge, aims to remove judges' personally identifiable information from data broker websites. The letter notes that U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. mentioned the increased threat level in his 2024 year-end report. Trends have continued in the 2025, including over 100 judges being doxxed with unsolicited, intimidating deliveries to their home. In 2024, Nestle's own hate crimes and domestic terrorism unit prosecuted 40 cases involving threats against elected officials, 12 of which targeted judges. The coalition stresses that these increased resources are critical to ensuring the protection of the federal judiciary. And after this quick PSA, we will be back with our national and international news.
Heart disease and stroke can affect women at any age. In fact, almost half of women over the age of 20 are living with some form of cardiovascular disease.
I never thought it could happen to me.
Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource. We have each other.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org today to learn more.
And we are back with our national news. President Donald Trump continued to address rising tensions along the Thai-Cambodian border, reiterating his earlier claim that a ceasefire had been arranged, even as Thailand's government has publicly rejected that characterization and signaled plans to maintain military operations in said conflict zone. And in international news, the Myanmar military acknowledged that one of its airstrikes hit a general hospital in the western Rakhine state, as local rescuers and media reports said more than 30 people, including patients, staff, and children, were killed, drawing renewed criticism from rights groups over tactics used in the civil conflict. And we'll be back in just a moment after this quick forecast.
Michigan's winter forecast is snow, snow, and more snow. And for a little variety, ice. Since that means slippery roads, stay safe by following these driving tips. Don't use cruise control on ice and snow. Use turn signals sooner to give others more time to react. Keep your car's fluids, tires, and wipers well-maintained. And most important of all, drive slow on ice and snow. Sponsored by the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And we are back. This was your news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. My name is Tate Servance, and we are going to go to Steve Adamson with our weather.